All right, just a quick note before you get into this podcast. We've had a discussion. I'm coming to you after we've actually done this whole podcast, and we've decided that we're not going to do this shit no more.
Because?
It sucks.
There is, before the 90 days...
We're shifting our focus.
Starting on Sunday, and that's just...
More entertaining. Yeah, we're not excited about doing this stupider podcast because it's stupider.
I just feel negative every time I watch it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
And I'm sorry, but we're still going to do The Other Way.
Yep.
Which comes out on Tuesdays. And then we're going to start doing the Before the 90 Days, which was my favorite the first time Before the 90 Days came around. So I think it's going to be more fun.
Okay. So if you guys want to listen to this episode 2 of Family Chantel,
grand finale.
This is the grand opening, grand closing. Enjoy it, and we'll see you fairly soon.
Thanks for listening.
The Family Chantel. Things are about to get a little more stupider.
Rainy Day Podcast.
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Hello.
Welcome to this new little off shrink we got of
episode 2 of the Family Chantel.
Yeah,
Chantel.
A little more stupider podcast on this channel.
Thanks for listening. So,
We pick it up with Pedro skipping out on work,
going to the lawyer. Of course, we have to do this on a lie. Just he says he told Chantel he's going to work, but where is he going? The immigration lawyer.
I come here for, I want to get information to bring my mom and my sister to live in the United States for a stay over here with me.
Because they're delightful.
Permanently live
here. Permanently live over here.
Okay. You need to be a U.S. citizen before you can sponsor them. Pedro is able to sponsor his mother after he becomes a U.S. citizen. So the timeline for that, he's got 2 years before he's a citizen. And then his mother's process will probably take about a year and a half. But there is an exception.
These are all options that he could do.
But there's an exception.
You are eligible right away. In order to fall under that exception, you have to show that you're still married.
But he could wait the 2 years.
Together.
He could.
You're providing additional evidence of the relationship. Mm-hmm. And then you'd have an interview together with you and your wife. The requirement is that she would need to attend the interview.
They've been wanting Chantel to want to help me. Because Chantel had my mom and my sister.
Hell yeah, she does.
Because they're bitches.
My mother and my sister never treat Chantel well, and that maybe nothing can change that.
What is going to be the total?
So for naturalization, you're looking at about maybe $2,500 with filing fees and legal fees. And then once you're able to sponsor your mother, you're looking
Pedro's
at probably about
$3,500
for that.
Pedro's jaw drops when he hears these numbers.
$7,000.
I mean, that's equal $6,000, but...
I go in there.
Round up, I guess.
Well,
I
took
a solution.
No, you didn't. I wrote that down.
I got more problem, you know.
He said in the end it was like 10,500 or something.
Yeah, when he talked to his mom and sister, 10,500. He kept rounding up, but that's fine. Okay.
Yeah. So that's the process that it takes to get his lovely familia,
mom and sister, who
to the U.S.
Here's the thing. If you were to say that to them, mom, sis, okay, we're going to have to wait 3 years if we do this the way we're going now.
Right.
Or you can be nice
to
my wife.
How, like, all of a sudden she's going to change and then, like, in
if
within...
If they're nice,
no
they
way.
Are monsters.
Chantel will never... Even if they were nice to her face...
Yes, she would.
No, she wouldn't.
Yes, she would.
No, she wouldn't.
I disagree. If they were nice to
all
her
of a sudden,
and if Sister Nicole...
Nope.
Said,
nope,
you know what?
Nope. She would read
I'm
right
really
through
sorry.
It. She would read right through it. There's no way. Because they hate her.
They could try.
Mm-mm.
But they don't really want to. Well, they do want to come here because of the malls. But we'll get to that.
The malls and the big buildings and the opportunities for.
So Pedro thinks he's between a wall and a sword. The age-old saying.
I never heard that in my life. But what? I get it. I understand what he's saying. But that's.
I mean, okay. Let's just pause for a second. Mm-hmm. Do you like anyone on this program? I kind of like Ja.
No, I don't like Ja. Ja's, he's boring.
Yeah, that's what I like about him. He's riding
I kind of like Pedro. Because it's the ciscus.
Okay.
I just think we will
get to this, but Pedro never apologizes for anything.
Even if it's going to be in the best interest of his wife. Let's go back. We need to go back.
Okay.
Whose team are you on? Are you Team Chantel or are you Team Pedro?
Chantel. She has swallowed it and been like, you know what? I'm going to apologize for my family. Pedro never has.
I'm Team Pedro. I think Pedro's entertaining.
He's entertaining.
I like. That's but why I like. He's
wrong.
Him. Who?
He's
who
the one that ran around the table.
Who caused the fight?
Pedro.
No.
No. We've had this argument.
So you're wrong.
River
smacked the lamp in his face.
Well, I will say that's equal to a slam of a door.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
no, it's not.
It didn't hurt anybody.
If you pick up a shoe and throw it past someone's head, it's not
equal. The lamp
equal.
Was attached to the ceiling.
So what? It's a threatening movement. Slamming a door is not a threatening movement.
Equal to slamming
a
door.
No, it's not. If you pick up a shoe and throw it at somebody and it doesn't hit them, but it goes past them,
was the shoe attached to the ceiling?
George Bush got shoes thrown at him.
Was it attached to the ceiling?
So what?
It's like throwing a tether ball from the tether ball.
So what? It's still trying to hit you. He hit it in an aggressive way that was like...
It's like slamming a door.
No, it's not like slamming a door.
We can agree to disagree.
Well, this is
a
crucial point because...
That Pedro won't. I'll say, you know what? You might be right. I'm sorry. And then so I can move on for the sake of our marriage.
But Pedro's a little stubborn.
A little?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're saying that's the whole thing that's holding it up? That Pedro won't apologize?
Yes.
I don't think so.
I mean, they both need to say, you know what? Our marriage is more important than our...
Families?
Wild families who are full of drama.
And also when you start a family, isn't that like,
yeah, you're supposed to go start a family, get the F out of your own traditions, and all your own things. The moms are like hardcore.
Nah,
but
I think
we're gonna get to
Mama Karen.
Karen is
Lydia is
better than Mama Pedro.
Yeah, Lydia is she's psycho.
Oh my God. Psycho.
Yeah.
And I don't like saying that.
Yeah, that's a little harsh words, but she's a little much.
She's not good.
Yeah. We'll get to that. Sorry.
So
get back on track.
We go back to Papa Chantel and River building a koi pond for Karen.
Yeah.
In the front yard.
Why the hell are you building a koi pond?
She wants one.
Obviously. It's like the tiniest koi pond too. It's like
fine.
I don't know. Clean that thing too.
I feel bad for the fish that have to live in it because koi are big.
I know those things are. That thing is tiny.
Like that's like a goldfish size.
Yeah, there are small koi, but like.
Okay, I've only seen giant ones.
Yeah,
and
so
I thought,
have I.
Well,
but like, they're like
poor fish.
Yeah. But anyway.
So they're talking about. Hey, listen.
Let's do some counseling.
Let's go to counseling. Papa Chantel says this and. He's making a lot of sense. He's reasonable. He's like, let's mend fences.
Yeah, he is very
reasonable.
He's
saying all the right things. And this man, you know what? He does not want drama. He just happens to be surrounded by it.
By a lot of drama.
But he doesn't want it.
No.
River's like, you know what? Pedro's a disease to our family.
Yeah, before Pedro, there was no fighting.
She cries all the time.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. There was unity. And now it's blah.
Yeah, he might be saying great things, but... I can't take him seriously because of his hair.
He does look like that. He looks like that Simpsons character, Sideshow Bob, I think.
Sideshow Bob, yeah.
But let's keep in mind, like, they're like, oh, ever since Pedro got here, it was all crazy. But it all started because Chantel lied.
Yeah. Chantel lied because she said
you started the
Pedro
foundation
was here.
Of, yeah.
With
shady,
a student visa.
Straight up shady the whole time.
Yeah, that wasn't smart.
She forced him to lie. So...
She did.
You're already putting this whole thing on shaky ground.
Yeah. But I will argue there are two key issues that surpass that. And we'll get to it. The van incident and then the flying around the table and kicking the food off the table incident.
Those blames go to two different sides. So Pedro can be blamed for the kicking of the food. And then Chantel getting out of the van
But Chantel's family can't. Chantel has done nothing wrong. This is my point.
What?
What did she do wrong?
She started this whole thing on a lie.
They could have gotten over that.
What?
If her family got out of that van.
Right. Yeah, she could have forced
them
to get out of the van.
Assuming anyone listening to this knows what we're talking about. Obviously.
Of course they do.
Okay.
She could have forced them to get out of the van.
Okay.
She could have said, like, people, like, let's get it together. We drove 7 hours to not get out of a car.
I would have done that.
That's crazy.
That's
How would you not let your family
get
up?
It's me.
Like, yeah, it's like, who doesn't, like...
It's so disrespectful.
It's super disrespectful.
I will disagree with what their decision was to do that.
I don't understand how, like, that's...
Can we just, like, say, okay, her family was wrong, his family was wrong, we're even. Move forward.
Yeah.
No?
I guess you could, but
if,
nobody's going
to
forget those things.
We have to be like, listen, Nick, our families are troubled.
Yeah.
We love each other. We are going to rise above.
Yeah, and not hang out with our families.
Yeah, don't bring the real mean ones to...
Don't bring them anywhere. Just be like, okay, cool. I'll come see by myself, or we're good. I don't need to...
Yeah, so let's get back to the show.
All right,
so,
sorry.
Counseling.
Counseling. I think I hear
Pedro
you.
Agrees.
Pedro says you go to counseling. River says he'll think about it. Ends up showing up. They're in counseling.
Well, first of all, I forgot. So Pedro goes to this like deli restaurant.
Oh yes, yes. He tells.
There's something about the show that people need to go to a place, a public place,
and
with
use
their
the Wi-Fi.
FaceTime.
Well,
on speaker. Nicole does this.
It's all for.
With Azan.
It's for the dramatic, you know,
it's
like
stupid. Do
no,
it
it's
in
not.
A park. Why do you have to do it in a restaurant?
Because you gotta get that Wi-Fi. And you gotta make
up. I feel like they have Wi-Fi in McDonald's parking lot.
They do, but you gotta have some kind of like. It's gotta be cinematic. You gotta have some kind of visual.
It's disruptive
appealing.
To the establishment, is what
yeah,
I would
so
argue.
What? Establishment like is that. Like okay with it, and they're like, yo, we'll get some free butts and seats because people saw our backdrop.
So let's talk about this call. So Pedro calls to say, hey, mom, hey, sis.
I found some information out about.
Got some news. Holy hell.
Her reaction,
the
right?
The mom, she is
psycho.
Out of hand.
Psycho.
That mom is, if I had
Lydia.
Any sense of, which I didn't really like her before, but now the guilt that she straps on this child, like, you're not trying.
Yeah, you want to leave me here.
You're putting no effort into this.
Try harder.
What?
Like, what? I just told you the rules.
And he didn't even give the information of, hey, the second thing I could do
is have Chantel
like,
help us out.
So they didn't even know about that. All they know is he's telling them, I don't have my green card.
I can't have.
I have my green card. I don't have my citizenship.
I can't bring you over. Yeah.
And she flips the fuck out. That's not nice.
No. She's obviously a little unhinged.
She's just selfish. You're going to leave me here? Do more. That's what she says. Yeah. Do more.
She tells him it costs $10,500. That's
her.
It? Yeah. Yeah. He tells
she
her.
She says, what's that?
Hey, what is it? For a mother? That's come on.
You make no effort.
Come on.
But why does she want to come to the U.S.?
To see the tall skyscrapers and the malls.
The shopping. Big buildings and malls. I mean.
Honestly, so if you just macro out all what she was saying, she wants the best for her kids.
She wants the best for herself. And what she's saying is completely
but she wants
in
an
line
opportunity
with
for
what
her.
Obed says about her grand plan. So Obed's
okay.
Right. I'm on Team Obed. You ask me whose team I'm on? Obed.
I don't know enough about Obed to be on his team.
I know that he was right. So
anyway.
All I would say is, you know what? If they had been nice,
yeah, they could
even
have remotely
half as
apologizing
mean as they were
yeah.
Now, she would be in good shape.
All right.
But no, she's got to be a monster. So right. The sis also says, you know what her happiest day is going to be?
Divorce, yeah.
When you divorce her. Bitch, you need her. So stop
well,
it.
Well, she doesn't know she needs
she's
her.
She's so mean.
She is mean.
They're both just mean people. And then later in the episode, they get to like cackling together about how.
Anyway, okay. So we're about to go to counseling.
All right.
Pedro and I are joining my family at counseling today. We're meeting at the community center with a counselor who was recommended to us by my family's friend, Bishop Watson.
I'm really happy that you decided to come.
You've made that sound to me.
Because I feel a lot of pressure. My family wanted to get him to America, and I've been thinking maybe the family counseling the best time for Tele Chantel because everybody wants to be in there, the entire family united, and can listen to me what I want to say.
So what do you think about his plan to drop that bomb?
Stupid.
Stupid?
He should have talked to his wife about it first.
Yes.
Um,
but it's out now. It's out. It's like
Yeah, talk to your wife first.
Probably.
You're... And of course, what did he think? Like, do you think Mama Karen was going to be like, oh, reasonable?
Mm-hmm. Nobody was going to like it.
No, so he's a dum-dum. And I've, again...
But at least he gets to deliver it, and she didn't have to deliver it to them, to her parents.
I feel like the Matt Sharp Productions, they put the drama, they like build the drama in. Like, that's just dumb.
That's what just husband? Reality you TV in general, right?
In real life, would you as a husband? You wouldn't talk to your wife first?
I wouldn't, but...
Okay. Well, let's talk about this Dr. Muhammad and his lapel flower.
He's just trying to be well-dressed. Looks he's going to be on TLC for the first time in his life. He wants to, you know, put his best foot forward.
I question some of his... approaches.
His approaches? Yeah. I was questioning his puzzle socks.
Well, first of all, he says, cannot heal what you do not reveal.
Mm.
I don't think gotta hit I don't him. Think a doctor says that. And then makes them take their shoes off.
Yeah.
And then
be grounded even.
Does the talking stick, but in the form of a child's chew toy ball. But okay.
Dog toy.
Dog toy. Either way. Still not, I don't know. I don't think he's on the up and up, but.
What? What do you mean not on the up and up?
But let's go back, because is River going to show up?
Hold on a second. Why is he not on the up and up? That guy, he's definitely.
Did you not hear the three things I just said?
You think he's not a trained professional?
Cannot heal what you do not reveal.
What's wrong with that?
It's because of Take your shoes off.
And so, okay, energetically, want to be grounded?
I don't know. I don't trust him. He's a goofy.
Okay, anyway.
I don't know. It just seems off with the lapel and the whole thing. But
you can have your suspicions.
You know this.
You're skeptical about everybody.
I am probably coming off as the most negative person in the world, but that's fine.
Your fans know who you are.
My fans, yeah.
Okay.
So they show up. Sister Chantel shows up first. Then Pedro and Chantel show up. And then Mama, Papa Chantel. And then...
Winter. No, Winter,
well, Paige was there. River. Paige was already there. And then, no, but is River coming?
He comes at the end, right? Yeah.
Isn't dramatically. This the exact same thing he did at their wedding?
Yeah.
This boy wants the attention and the drama. Let's leave
I don't know.
Suspense.
I think that might be a Matt Sharp
maybe,
ploy
but
also.
I don't know, actually, this guy.
And then he comes in. You see how they were showing the grill, like Pedro grilling him, like staring at him all deep?
They're both staring at each other.
No, they showed Pedro staring at him more.
Pedro doesn't like him. I don't know. Anyway, I think that he's all full of drama, that River.
Doctor, I bring her.
Pedro
family.
Feels disrespected.
Although I'm on River's side, by the way.
We drive like 7 hours out of the city.
The van incident.
Mm-hmm. My grandma make like big dinner. The people's king going to meet my family over there.
Yes.
She never get out of the van.
I'm not getting out.
Oh, hell no. All these wild dogs running around. This is where delicious lives.
My grandmother is inside. I
the,
made her food
the
for
grandma.
You.
The
yeah.
grandma. Get out of the van.
Think we have like guns over there or something like this because the people we have machetes and this kind of thing over there.
Machetes.
People respect your family. You want respect back?
That's true. He disrespected their whole family.
It was the rudest. Y'all saying my name? I don't care.
I just missed that clip at the end. That was Birdman. He's put some respect on my name.
It was the rudest thing for real. Like, I remember watching it and I was uncomfortable. Like, they just can't. Up. Like, grandma just cooked
out. That's
like,
crazy.
Just get out of the GD. Van.
I don't care what was happening outside. You just.
You brave the dogs and the machetes.
Like,
and,
you're an adult. Like,
and you're fine. These people live in this home.
Exactly. You're I think that happens a lot in this whole 90 day thing. Like Paul being weirded out by all the water
you're
and all that stuff.
Fine.
Like, if you're weirded out, how do these people who live here do it every single day? Like, what?
And how offensive is it if you're acting
offensive.
Like touching the ground that they walk on is disgusting? That's rude. So I will agree. They set off the tone in a terrible way.
Okay,
all
so now they have the blame.
But it's all stemming
I think
from
we need a chart,
the
like,
lie.
Like, a chart, like, this is a negative point for Chantel.
Yeah, negative,
like,
yep. I agree.
We need to start.
But here's what I'm doing that Pedro never does. Agreeing like, yep, you're right. I will take that. You're right on this.
Okay.
Pedro needs to do that sometime.
He should.
Maybe once he could.
I agree with that.
Okay,
River gets the ball, and then he says he wants a response for Pedro attacking him. Who started it? And I'm on Team Pedro because River started it.
No, he didn't. He just hit the lamp.
That's starting it.
After Pedro told his parents to shut up.
No, he didn't say shut up.
Be
he
quiet.
Said he said ah.
Be quiet.
No, he didn't say be quiet. He
no,
just
because
said,
the doctor said, Pedro, will you apologize to Chantel's parents for. That's true. And he said, so true. No.
Yeah, he said, I don't want to do that.
This motherfucker won't just swallow it for your the sake of your marriage. Just say you're sorry.
Yeah.
For God's sake. This man.
How did you not know how to, that will start to fix it? Like, you got to understand that.
I don't understand.
That.
But I feel like Chantel, like, in the past, she has said, like, I'm really sorry for my family.
I think she has, yeah.
Just, she's putting out the olive branch, and he will not take it. He's stubborn.
True.
But, so, we are going to disagree about the lamp slam, because I consider that the same as a door slam.
But is that not an act of...
So it's a door slam, but it's something
okay, can that
I know I'm not going to
could
hurt
that
you.
Start a fight? Could slamming a door...
It's a physical fight?
No, but it could escalate a verbal fight
sure. And then but a word fight could then... warrant a run around the table and attacking someone.
Well, maybe they were going to talk and then...
No,
then River threw
the table. Mm-mm.
Who threw the first punch?
I think Pedro, because he ran around the
table.
No,
I don't think Pedro threw a punch.
You know what?
He grabbed him, and then
here's the deal.
River.
If River did punch first, it was warranted because this man was running
he's being
around
charged,
the,
right?
Like that's... charging at him.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, no. You know what? Here's the deal.
Maybe.
I think I'm right, but anyway, Pedro did also say that he called him the worst name in the world. I don't know what.
Oh, the N-word.
Was it?
Yeah, that's, I've heard them discuss that on a later date.
That, I mean...
Another time.
River, why'd you do that?
That's escalated talk of, you know, chest bumping men.
I think that's worse than hitting the lamp.
No,
it's
not.
It's 100 times worse.
Are you kidding me? That's like normal speak. Like, all... No, okay. That's... No, sorry.
All right, well, Pedro should have just... taking the doctor's suggestion to apologize.
He definitely should have apologized there. That was
stupid.
He is
never the bigger person. I don't like it.
So Karen thinks Pedro is shady. It's for some green card action.
Oh, she's like, listen. Because he brings up the fact that he wants to bring in mom and sister.
Right.
It just confirms all the suspicions of Mama Karen.
Yeah.
He wants to harvest the American dollar.
That's...
confirmed.
Okay, let's... Let me, now this is why I wrote that down on my notes. Could it be that Lydia, Mama Pedro, is the mastermind behind all of this?
I actually could. Yes, absolutely.
And then Pedro is literally just a puppet.
I think Nicole's in on it. Sister Nicole.
But then Pedro's just a puppet.
Yeah, for sure. He's a dum-dum. Yes. In all the, like...
So like she's not the
smartest
evil one behind the curtain. That's like ho 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 ho.
Yes. Oh yes. 1000% agree. Yes. He's not aware. And even like remember when they were at the dinner, and Chantel's like, even if this was a scam, we did fall in love with each other, so it's okay.
Yeah.
She's the bigger person in this whole thing.
But I guess
and he's
you're
like, no,
but you're
no,
accusing
no.
my mom or if I'm Pedro. You're accusing my mom of being...
Your mom just screamed at you. Unsubstantiated anger about, you bring me there. You're... Like,
she is
maybe your mom
mastermind.
Is not nice. Maybe your mom is wrong, Pedro.
My wife would not be able to convince... If I'm Chantel, would not be able to convince me of that.
If you were Chantel?
No, if I was Pedro. Like, I'm staunch on my family.
Because Pedro is refusing to listen to... anyone else's perspective but
true
his own, and that's the problem. He needs to like
well no he does listen
concede once in a while.
He does listen because he's still with her. He's still
why
trying
is
to be
it
married.
Because of the big scam.
No,
I don't think he's in on the scam. Actually,
I don't think he's in on the scam either.
But and also what's weird
I think
is
he
like,
truly likes her.
This big
her.
Scam with the sister trying to get him divorced, like do they think I think because they were so shocked that like she had to have anything to do with them coming over, they thought they could get married, then they could get divorced, and they could still come over. And that's why they're pushing this divorce so much and so mean to her. And I think at some point in the show, they're going to realize, oh, shit, we need her. That's what I'm
fucked up.
Yeah.
I got one more clip here.
I feel like nobody's my side. And that I need to have something can take care of my back, you know?
Okay.
You know something? No. I want you to be my father. And you're my brother, but it's not gonna be like this.
He was
because
he was such
this
shit.
Is
is not my family. And
well, I had an idea just now, in the moment.
I want to bring
my family,
my mom, and my sister, living with me, to United States.
He manipulated that whole.
What did he just say?
What the hell?
Karen, I'm on your side.
What the hell? What did he just say?
What did he just say? He like manipulated that.
Yes.
Seriously. So because of the fact that these people are so mean to me, I want to bring him up. When we knew he was planning to say it the whole damn time.
It was a nice segue into dropping that bomb. Anyway, so.
I just want to say this.
That's out there.
Because I don't often stick up for Papa Chantel.
Mm-hmm.
Dad had some wisdom. He said, you know what? Here's the thing. I don't care what my family said. If they disrespected my wife.
True.
I would never let that stand. Because they showed the clip of like his mom and sister just being super mean to her when they were over there visiting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's... He's right.
Yeah.
Just if you get married, you have to
stick up for your wife.
Stick up for your spouse, unless your spouse is a monster, and then don't. But like, if you truly, like, they had just gotten married, they were newlyweds, really. Mm-hmm. Just you can't let anyone disrespect your spouse, friend, family, doesn't matter.
Exactly.
You have to be on the same team. And then the doctor said, "Listen, you two need to decide who comes first."
Right. Family.
Your spouse or your families. And yeah.
Anyway,
I think so, Chantel's picking the right thing and Pedro's not. I'm on team Chantel.
Yeah, obviously. We'll see.
She's right.
All right, so then we move the smoke and the heat to Winter and Ja. As
they want to spice it up, so they go to painting.
Yeah.
As you do,
right? Let's go on a date to painting.
They also have, like, they've been together 5 years. He has a daughter. They spend the time with the daughter. So I actually think now that we have a child, like, going out to go painting would kind of be spicy.
What?
I mean.
I'm not trying to.
We don't ever go anywhere without.
That's true.
Theo or together.
I'm not very good at planning dates.
She started dating him 5 years ago when she was 19 and he had a daughter, Liani, and she became an Insta mom.
Great.
What do you think about Ja?
I think he's boring.
I like him, even though we're going to find out he has some sort of
secret,
which is probably not as exciting as we hope.
Well, I don't know. You saw their faces when they're like got the little
sheet. But you know what? Their faces, come on. Here's
he's
the thing.
A criminal record. He's got another child somewhere.
It's not going to be as bad as like Paul of Paul and Carini.
He's a terrorist.
He's not a terrorist or a CIA.
He's a secret agent.
But I love him because he's like, you know, yeah, your family is full of drama. And he brought up the taser.
Yeah, which is a very nice indicator.
I just think he just wants to he doesn't want any part of the drama.
Exactly. He wants to lay back. Be cool.
Yeah, I like him for that.
He's boring though.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, you can't be on the show and be boring. We don't do that here.
So guess what? We're gonna dredge up some sort of thing from your past.
Exactly.
We're gonna get a private investigator.
Yep.
And we're gonna. But you know what he did say is like, okay, the producer is like, hey, my favorite is when you hear the producer say something, it's gonna be good. And the producer's like, hey, so do you guys have an open and honest relationship? And then there was like a beat of like no answer. And then
what?
Well, there's some things I haven't told her.
Mm.
And his fear is that Family Chantel is going to find out before he can tell her, which clearly they are. Because what do? Go to PI. You know why? Because Chantel's trying to move the heat.
Exactly.
She's moving the heat. So she is throwing the shade like, hey, do we know anything about Josh?
It's Family Chantel, not just Chantel and Pedro. So you got to dredge up all of them. The good stuff. So I want to go quickly before there's an interview with Lydia that I want to talk about for a second. But one thing I noticed, they shoot there's scenes when everybody's sitting down and it's like in a house stint, like everything is high key. Everything's really, really bright.
It's a set.
It is a set. And they print off these pictures off of like a dot matrix inkjet printer and they put them in a frame and back. They're not real pictures.
Where?
Next time the show comes on, when you look back and behind them when they're sitting on the couch, the pictures they have are like literally like soaked copy paper.
I remember.
They're so bad.
I did notice that Mama Pedro, the lighting was
bright.
Looked creepy.
Super high key.
Because normally, like that much light, like it'll make you look good. But I felt like her eyes weren't open all the way, and one of them was a bloodshot. But I don't like her, so I'm going to pick this out.
But the one thing I picked up on, she said, well, things before Chantel were united. So before Chantel came in the picture, things were together.
Because they owned him.
The same thing River said. Things before Pedro, we were united. We were a family.
Yeah, but I think in different ways.
It's the same thing. What are you talking about?
Mama Pedro and Sister Pedro just owned charge. And now this boy dares to have an opinion.
No, come on.
I don't think that was the same. No. I think it was different.
Like, I see what you're talking about. Like two women on one man and like...
Two women, two mean people. Like woman, man, they're mean and catty and just cruel people.
No, but I'm saying two women raising one dude.
I don't think it has... I'm not going to say it has anything to do with them being women. It has to do with them now, being not nice people.
At this point, he's been listening to them his whole life.
Women are... But I'm saying if they were men or women, whatever they're saying is crappy. Chantel grew up in a nice home.
Plays into it. I know. Gender or whatever.
Chantel grew up in a home that was probably pretty positive. I think mom was in charge. Dad was rolling with the punches. He seems like he's just rolling with it.
Yeah.
Papa Chantel, he knows what he's doing. He's just going to pick over his battles.
Until you kick over his wings.
Not kick his food. But unless you do that, I mean, you know what? Fight my child. I don't care, but don't dare kick my food. But anyway, I don't know where I'm going with this, but I just think I am not the biggest fan of Chantel's mom sometimes, but she talks slow, but I understand her. God. Like, I understand her. She jumps to conclusions quickly, but she might be right. Mm. And
Trucker is decent.
Yeah.
But listen, so when Chantel jumps into Pedro's life, that's a female jump in taking the spotlight away from Lydia and Nicole. So it's competition.
Wasn't that the whole plan to get them to the U.S.? They're just not smart in the long game. Be nice to her. If this was your big scam, be nice to her and like play it out for a couple of years and then get there. If that's, you want to go to the mall and you want to go to the tall buildings and you know what?
Yeah. Their long game is pretty
bad. They're not strategic and I have a problem with that.
Anyway, in this end of the episode, he jumps out the car.
Well, we think he might jump out of the car. He opened the door.
Yeah.
Cause she's like, okay, so listen, why didn't you tell me, this whole mama sister thing before the family counseling?
She thought, he told her that they were going to come live with him.
Like, he's insane.
That's dumb.
That's delusional.
That's real dumb.
And also, she's like, so you've been paying for them there. So now they're going to come here and you're going to pay for them here. And he's like, yeah, absolutely. Like,
what?
They can work. They have complete capability to be working. No, they just want to be provided for by their video game playing son and brother, which I don't know how much money you're making on that. I think the money they're making is on the show, but she's in nursing school. She doesn't need this shit. She is like a student. She's nursing. That's like such an amazing profession. And then he does the thing that just fires me up is when people turn into the martyr, like, well, just kick me out of the house then.
He's like, you want to kick me out? You want to kick me out?
She never said that. She was just trying to express her frustration, and he goes from 0 to 10, I'm the martyr. Blah.
That's what you need to do. Get out. Anyway, things from the next are for some reason, Papa Chantel thinks it's a good idea to do a guy trip?
Retreat. A guy retreat. That's obviously
dumb. I'm a river on this dumb one. That's stupid.
It's for the show. There is no way in the world this would not happen if this was not a television program.
Definitely not.
but I will be in for it. And so that's fine.
And then we got some more winter jaw heat.
Then the PI is like, yeah. I found something. And yeah. then they look shocked. I don't think it's going to be as big a deal as we think, well, as they want us to think.
What do you think of the show? You think it sucks?
I mean, it's not my favorite because it's frustrating because it's just stupid. And it I'm like, dumb. They clearly need to get divorced or they need to decide they want to be together.
We should have waited. We should have waited and done another podcast.
Yeah. For
another.
I mean, this wasn't my, like, I'm a
you
little
jumped, you jumped on this one.
I was excited.
But we
got
to finish now that we're here.
Yeah. But we, okay. So
we're not doing three podcasts.
I know. Before the 90 days starts Sunday, we can't do it because we have this one and the other one. I will be watching it and I'll probably reference it, but
we can't. No, we can't. What?
Reference? I will talk about it.
All right, fine.
There's some creepers in there. Like, it did looks, you see some of the one of the dudes?
They all look. Anybody who goes on this 90 day show is
no
off kilter.
No, I disagree. But some of these people, there was this guy that's
every
like
every single
and he looks like a vampire face. Yeah, I'm excited to see
every single person on 90 Day Fiancé is a little cuckoo.
Maybe in the later seasons.
Every
you
single
haven't watched
one.
The whole, I've watched every season. In the beginning, it was pure and it was just
what pure was, the Thailand chick with the 65-year-old. That was season one.
I don't know if that was season one, but what in about Florida? What about Noon?
Noon's very nice. Noon and
she's gold.
Yeah, but homeboy's mom with the drunk.
So, you know what? Not all of us have like. I come from the like.
Noon,
he's
I
a
guess.
Good dude.
Noon is
she's a good woman.
He's a good dude, and she was good. But
I love this.
Why do you
show.
Want to be on? They had roach. He had roaches in his spot.
You know what? I don't talk bad about it.
Why do you? I'm not talking bad about it. I'm just saying. But why do you want to be on TV for this? I get why Chantel thing is happening. They're like,
I don't
yo.
Know why they picked this couple though for the show.
Because they got the drama between the family. Like you feel like you can bring this in and make it's a very it's probably making a little bit of money, not as much money as they thought they were gonna make.
Well,
but hey, if you're a family Chantel, you're like
if you wanted to do a podcast with me, what I would want you to do is Love After
I don't,
Lockup.
I'm hell. No, I'm not getting involved in any more trash TV. This is the depths of, I'm sinking in, like, we're in the Marianas Trench of crap right now.
Okay, I love you. So if you, and thank you for listening, especially to our last 5-minute diatribe. Apologies. Really, thank you for listening.
We're going to finish this stupider podcast out, and
we'll be back on Tuesday with the
other way.
The other way, and then next Friday with this
dumpster fire.
Thank you guys.
Bye.